Past the light of Brahma Jyoti, this is Aratima. In the cosmology of the ancients, be it the Vedic, the older European that is based on the old Arabic cosmology, the Mexican cosmology, we all know that there are different realms of existence, and one, Borloka, is the earth plane. There are the planets that you're familiar with, and there are many planets, and the top planet before we enter into another realm is Saturn. Saturn is like a ruler. The mantra Sat Nam or Satanama that is being used in Kundalini Yoga indicates that we want to go to the top, the Sat, the truth. Now, Saturn is also Satan or Satan, and it means that you get tested on the truth. If you are not within your truth, you are stuck there. Saturn rules time, the time in the sense of chronos, of linear time. But there's also a different time, which is a non-linear time, which is kairos, from which the Egyptian capital is named. So we definitely want to leave chronos, the linear time. As we proceed through the aspects of our consciousness, and some of you work with planetary mantras because you are born through a particular moment in time that will have certain significances in how your life unfolds, and these are the forces that you are born into. And all this happens within time and space, which means that there's duality. As we exit duality, on the top of past Saturn, we go to Mount Meru, sometimes spoken of in the mythology, or Brahma's abode, the cave of Brahman, which is the Mount Meru, is your spine. And on the top of it, at the top of the core line, is the cave of Brahman. That is the creator god. This is the place from which things come into existence, which are projected out. In the initiation, it is about Brahma and being able to hold that point of emptiness, that point of truth that is allowing for matter to come into existence. Brahma is the creator god, the one, it's also in the Western tradition, is that which causes, the expression of God that causes the world to appear. The story of the 7 days of creation and so on. So, once you go past all that, you come into this infinite light, the primordial light, the impersonal bliss place. This is where the Buddhists like to go. It is where we are suspended in bliss and in a state of samadhi, where we've gone beyond duality and we know that we're not this body, we know that we're not our thoughts, we know that we are pure consciousness and it's luminous. Now, we can go further than that. After the experience of light, and that's a beautiful place to be, we can also go home. I call it going home. There are more levels to embody. We're going into the level of what in the East is called the Shiva level. And then after that, we come into a whole other level that in the East is the realm of Krishna, Sri Krishna and Radha, or the Vishnu and Lakshmi level. That is where there is the experience of, if you know, the realm of Vrindavan is the area of what we consider the Garden of Eden, something that is beautiful and it's like heavenly existence. So we're having in that place, it's when we speak about having the direct relationship to God. It's the throne of God, the throne of the Creator, that can be appearing to you as masculine or as feminine, as Krishna or as Radha, or also in the other ways, depending on your religious conditioning. Now, when we go beyond that, we go into the what some people call the prime creator. It is that which is neither masculine nor feminine nor neutral. And this is the place where you merge and are one with the creator again. It's a tantric process at the end of our yoga's tantra again, where we merge again and are completely reabsorbed, we could say. So the light experience, the enlightenment, so we wake up first out of the experience of I am this ego. We wake up and we exchange the foreground and the background. We suddenly are witnessing. We're not attached to our experience, to the content of our mind. We basically are detaching and falling back, and we are becoming the screen on which everything happens. So things move through us. When that becomes permanent, we talk about being fully awake. Then we can enlighten. Now we actually begin to detach from the entire experience of duality, and we fling ourselves over and over again into the light, and into the light of the impersonal. There is no person, because light is just light. Everybody there is light, and there's no differentiation between your light and somebody else's light. There's just this light. This light is an emanation of the Creator. So you are an emanation of the Creator. In that moment, you are feeling safe. It feels blissful. It's beautiful. And you know that you are something. But it doesn't have a volition. It doesn't have yet that will of the divine, of the will of God. It's not really doing anything besides emanating. If you then find your way to flip again from the impersonal to the personal now. So if we kind of go back again, as an ego you were personal, and then you become impersonal as the light, and then you become personal again. Now you are flipping back and are in a relationship again with somebody, with God, with the Creator. And then it can flip again where you are merging, and it becomes, I can't really speak about it, impersonal, but there is no person and another person. So in some way, it's just the experience of merging and being again home. So while we speak about the cosmology, it's quite important, because you don't want to get stuck somewhere and you thinking that all the different stories, religions, histories that tell us, you know, what is the truth, is that you have to continue. Don't stop. Keep going. And even when you're in the light, you know that there's more. There is still a lot more going on. You want to go to the heart of existence. Your heart is the word heart, hearth. There's the word earth in it. Earth and heart are really the same thing. And so your body is also a heart. We spoke about that. There's nothing but heart. And your body has to become a completely aligned torus. A torus is like a donut-looking energy graphic or expression. You can look it up on the internet what a torus is. It's a spinning, energetic, electromagnetic field that comes from within the center of your heart. So the earth has it, you have it, and the Creator, all is this one torus, and the center is your core. So all that has to be aligned. So you have to be aligned with the earth, but not attached to the earth. So the ideas of earth you have, that it's solid, that needs to be detached from. Everything is a crystalline, liquid, light essence. And as we go further, we begin to not even have words for what all this is. And the body begins to continue to transform and change your mind as you are embodying more and more alignment and stepping up more and more your frequency. And then depending on your heart's desire, you will reach further into a relationship with God, depending what happens with your heart. Your thinking and your understanding of the world keeps shifting and changing. The invitation is to keep letting go of all kinds of philosophies and to really trust yourself and your experience, your inner experience. And if you are going past the light level, you are invited to use a mantra, for example, which is the great Hare Krishna mantra. Or you are having a prayerful relationship with God, the way it's experienced in the Western tradition. or you have some information and studies of the South American native traditions, but you'll find that there is, every culture has a story about a creator, and that this creator created us as humans. And the Dharmakaya, the light of eternity, the bright light of eternity, the primordial light, is a reality, as we spoke about, but at the same time, in my understanding, it is also a working plane, because we can go past that, where we become an individual again and emanation of God and being in creation, just as a master, and be part of the expression of this universe that continues infinitely and goes through the different yugas and days. One day of Brahma, the creator, is very, very, very long. And so different yugas, and they keep repeating like the seasons. So if this interests you to go a little deeper into cosmology, to find your way through the process of finding your way home, then please do that. If that's confusing to you and it's not the right thing at this point, put it aside and go back to it when you're ready. Because this is the last module, I would like to point to that because it is important, and to question everything that you've learned and see if it's true, if it gives you confidence and enforces your sense of intuition and what you know, then stand on it. If it creates questions and confusions, then leave it. Either it's too early or it's just plain wrong and false. So enjoy your journey. Be blessed on it. Know that you are very sacred and very special, and that you are not what your mind always tells you, but really what your heart deep within has always known and will always guide you to and will always be. Thank you very much.